Good morning and welcome to the house of the Lord on this Sunday morning as we gather as the people of God to worship. There are quite a few things going on in this service, so we're going to try to move a little quicker than normal in some of these aspects and take our time with others. I direct your attention in your bulletin to page 5 in those three important announcements. Number one, the JYF SYF dodgeball night. And I've been told that there were some pretty mean balls thrown last year. So if you want to bring a football helmet, that might not be a bad idea for some. Wednesday's Lenten lesson will be down in the chapel, which means there will be no live stream of that. And the special congregational meeting, the final step in the process of calling, hopefully Ryan Volkman as the pastor of music and worship. In preparation for that weekend, Ryan will be working with both the praise team and a vocal ensemble where he will be directing. In order for him to direct a vocal ensemble, we have to have an ensemble. So we've put the word out to many, and if anybody wants to sing in that ensemble, there is music on a table in the narthex, and we'll have more of those dates and times next Sunday. But the first practice will be Wednesday, April 6th. So please be aware of that. The Lenten Jesse tree continues to be out there in the hallway. I keep catching my shoulder on the one branch extending out as a good reminder, and that's our Lenten offering that goes to the Aroleys into Back Bay Mission. And that this is the last Sunday of March, with the mission of month being the Friendship House. And we have a special announcement from Carol DeVries.
Good morning. Well, if you've read some of your bulletin already, you kind of know what I'm going to talk about. I'm here to tell you about a new project and a new event that's going to be happening in our church in the next month or so. It's God Winks. And if you don't know what that means, I could give you a long story about it, but he just said I couldn't. So. Read your bulletin and your visitor, and it'll explain everything. If you think about it, everyone has likely had a moment when God winks in their life. They've stopped in tracks, and you're in the middle of a situation, and you're going, what in the world is going on here? How am I going to get out of this? And then it all comes clear to you, maybe soon as the situation's over, maybe a year, maybe a week later, you have that aha moment, and you say, oh my gosh, God had a plan, and he got me through it, and I lived, and I came out better on the other side. This all inspired Jocelyn and myself by Eric's sermon on March 12th. We like to put together a devotional book of God wink moments or situations, but we need authors. We need people who have had these situations to write their stories to share. You can use up to 750 words, and you'll be surprised how many more words you could use. And we hope to have this book printed professionally, and so the stories can be a lasting memory and can be shared for years in our church. If you're interested in contributing to our book, God Winks, please contact me or Jocelyn. Our phone numbers are in that little paper you have, bulletin. So we hope that everyone will think about it and come and contribute to our book. I think it'd be a worthwhile project, and sharing your memories of God is very important. So, and everybody's invited, no age limit. Thank you.
Last Sunday, I shared a little bit about the reredos, which is the wooden structure around the altar that holds the paraments. And someone came up and asked me afterwards, the railing here is open, so you are allowed to approach the altar and look at these things more closely if you so desire. But we talked about the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and I erroneously used the word shield. And so when the screen went up last Sunday, they were looking at the top shields, but those were not in my mind when I was talking about the four shields. So these are the four Gospels. The shields at the top represent the Trinity. So we have the right hand of God, we have Jesus, and we have the descending dove, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But feel free to come up anytime and look at those, and we'll try to get some copies of the red symbol book of the whole church that you can look in, you can grasp the meaning there in everything throughout the church. Let us prepare our hearts for worship as we listen to our morning prelude.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The scripture this morning is Psalm 25, verses 1 through 10. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. In you I trust, O my God. Do not let me be put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me. No one whose hope is in you will ever be put to shame, but they will be put to shame who are treacherous without excuse. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me. For you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. Remember, O Lord, your great mercy and love, for they are from of old. Remember not the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. According to your love, remember me, for you are good, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he instructs sinners in his ways. He guides the humble in what is right and teaches them his way. All the ways of the Lord are loving and faithful for those who keep the demands of his covenant. Let's pray. O Lord our God, we gather today to give you thanks and praise your greatness. We praise your mighty works to the whole world. We praise you for your wonderful deeds. Your power is limitless. Your wisdom is unparalleled. And your grace is overwhelming. And your love is never failing. You promised that you will never leave or forsake us. Please take away the roadblocks that stop us from coming into your presence and fill in the potholes that slow us down and make the way bumpy. Let us worship you in spirit and truth through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Please stand if you are able and let us sing our opening hymn of praise. It is O for a Thousand Tongues. It is found on page number 76 of your red hymnal.
During the Lenten season, we are called for a time of renewal and repentance. And here is a video clip to kind of drive home that message.
You're an onion. You were born into sin. And no matter how great you might be, you are only useful if you are pulled out of the earth and made clean. The first thing that must go are your roots. Your sinful nature and old ties to the world must be done away with. Next to go is the crown. You're no longer king of your life. The outer layers that are exposed to the world get dry and cracked, but as they are removed, each layer reveals new softness, new fragrance, new life. You must allow the maker to deal with you at deeper and deeper levels until your very heart is his. We come in all shapes and sizes, but we all share the same purpose, to be enjoyed by the maker.
Please remain seated and let us sing our hymn of faith and hope. It will be verses 1 and 2 of My Faith Has Found a Resting Place, and that is found on page number 405 of your red hymnals.
Thank you.
we come into our time of prayer this morning, to add to the prayer list on the back of the bulletin, we can be praying for Kenny Walker, the father of Kenny the Fourth. But Kenny has been dealing with a kidney stone the last couple of weeks with severe pain, and had a surgery to blast that out on Friday, but the pain has continued. So we can be praying for Kenny. Let's come before the Lord in prayer. O Lord, the church has created this season in the church, Lent, a time of renewal, a time of repentance. Or is it a time of repentance and a time of renewal? The renewal comes, Lord, as we confess our sin, as we confess and ask for your forgiveness. And we move past that into the future, leaving that sin behind, doing our best with your grace and your mercy and your guidance not to commit that sin again. So there is repentance, and that leads to renewal, a changed heart, even a new life. Or maybe it's a time of renewal. We read the Bible and study its truth. We talk with others and we learn. And we realize in our own life that there is sin in our lives. And so that renewal leads to repentance. Lord, we pray for your will to be done, for your will to be accomplished, not only within each of us, not only within our church, but in all of your creation. Lord, there's great upheaval in certain aspects and parts of the world. We pray for the leaders of every nation. We pray for the leaders. We pray for the people of Russia and Ukraine. We pray for other nations that are affected. We pray for the leaders that are trying to end that conflict, end that war, and bring peace. We pray for a time of repentance and renewal. We pray for a time of renewal and repentance. And Lord, the season of Lent is meant to prepare us to celebrate the joy of Easter morning, a joy that comes in the realization that Jesus is alive and that the grave could not hold him. And sometimes in a world of celebration, Easter might lose some of its meaning. And so we journey through this season of preparation, a season of self and honest reflection, that we remember and we know the love that you have for us as realized through Jesus going to the cross. And now through his death and through his resurrection, we have the opportunity to be new again. And so we worship you. We worship you and we live for you and we praise you. And as the God of all creation, we lift up to you our concerns and our joys. Lord, we're thankful for Jason and Christina, Lindsay, and the birth of their young son, Benjamin Charles. We celebrate with them and with grandparents John and Jan. Lord, we pray for John as he continues to recover from minor surgery this past week. Lord, we continue to pray for Dan Martinez, whose bypass surgery went very well. We continue to pray for Paulette Spotts as she's just been struggling with the kidney function. Lord, we pray for the healing nature of dialysis, and we pray that you would be with the doctors guiding her case. We continue to pray for Jody as she recuperates from both her foot and finger joint surgery. We pray for Tracy's healing. We also pray for his preparation for the second surgery on the other foot. We pray for Kenny Walker. We pray for his hope and the relief of that pain. We pray for his health. We pray for those men of the congregation and community that are at Man Camp. We pray for all the men that have gathered for this time of retreat, that they also would know repentance and renewal. Lord, as a family of the God, here in this place, as individuals, unite us together through the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
This scripture reading is from Luke 10, verses 25 through 37. On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "What is written in the law?" he replied. "How do you read it?" He answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind. And love your neighbor as yourself." "You have answered correctly," Jesus replied. "Do this, and you will live." But he wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" In reply, Jesus said, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he fell into the hands of robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road. When he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, he passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, took him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day, he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper. 'Look after him,' he said, 'and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have.' Which of these 3 do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers?" The expert in the law replied, "The one who had mercy on him." Jesus told him, "Go and do likewise." This is the word of the Lord.
I invite children to come forward for the children's message. In congregation, be aware that you might be involved in this children's message. All right, thanks for coming up this morning. We're going to talk about who we know, okay? We're going to start over here. Anybody tell me what her name is? What is it?
Lynn.
It is Lynn. Very good. Have a seat. Song leader, will you stand up? Can anybody tell me what his name is? Say it's Roger Zimmerman. Can you say Zimmerman?
Zimmerman.
All right. He'll never forget. And teacher, does anybody know who this is? Who is it, Ryan? It's Mrs. Walker. Excellent. Since you're here, would you stand up, please? Does anybody know who this is? It's the same as that.
Mrs. Walker.
Mrs. Walker. That just happens to be Kim, and this is Jocelyn. Okay. You got to stand up. Does anybody know her name? Have you played chimes? What's her name?
Kim.
Nope. Good guess. Do you know it?
Chrissy
from Chimes In. Who's the bell choir director? You know his name? Ethan? David. Very good. Thank you. Why am I asking you if you know their names? Ryan?
Because I know a lot of people, and sometimes 2,000 I can't make anything.
Okay. That's right. If there were 2,000 people, it'd be hard to keep their names straight. I have difficulty keeping two sisters' names straight. So the aspect about who do we know and who do we not know? Not everybody knew these names, but as part of the family of God, God wants us to love one another. That's part of the parable of the Good Samaritan, where there was a complete stranger, someone that many of the Jews did not like. He was a Samaritan, and yet he is the one that acted in love to care for the man that had been robbed and beaten. Didn't need to know his name, but he knew that he was a person in need, and Jesus is teaching us to respond. And there was someone that was 8 o'clock service. He's here at 10:30 in between the services. He told me that he was at an airport, and there was a couple with a young child, and they were struggling with the stroller and the car seat and getting everything around, and all these people were there. And this one man went over to help them get everything together and get on the plane. As people that Jesus loves, as he calls us, we're to be looking around to help people whenever they are in need. That's part of the meaning of the parable of the Good Samaritan. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for these children. We thank you for the opportunity as a congregational family to teach them about Jesus and to model for them how Jesus wants us to love and serve. So bless them in Christ, we pray. Amen. Thanks for coming up.